Hachette Audio presents Fly Me, written by Daniel Riley, read by Vanessa DeSilvio. California is a place in which a boom mentality and a sense of Chekhovian loss meet an uneasy suspension, in which the mind is troubled by some buried but ineradicable suspicion that things better work here, because here, beneath the immense bleached sky, is where we run out of continent. Joan Didion, Notes from a Native Daughter. Part 1, 4th of July, 1972. See it like Susie sees it. The wide white beach, the blue carpet rolling out to the edge, the red bodies cinched around the courts at 19th Street, the peninsula to the north and the peninsula to the south, bookends on the bay. Just imagine how that view might register in the body of someone still getting used to living at the ocean. How it might bleach her judgment, boost her nerve, and lead her to places she never meant to go. This is what it looks like from the top of 19th, where the blacktop green flags its tumble to the water. As she steers her eyes over the edge, her body follows. Susie carving. Susie rolling the board with the arches of her feet, all heels to all toes, way out wide and again across the middle. Susie skimming the yellow center line and snapping back at the curb, hard rubber and asphalt pinging like a typewriter. Susie upright, but curved, like parentheses, shifting open and closed, tracing even switchbacks, leveling the grade. Susie's got a cotton dress over an American flag bikini, striped bottoms knotted at her hip. Her light red hair blows back behind her like a vinyl banner tailing a single-engine Cessna. Susie keeps her eyes on the